The DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry, presents the Cavalcade of America. Tonight's star, Diana Lynn. Tonight's DuPont Cavalcade play is called Chinese Daughter and stars Diana Lynn.
My name is Jade Snow Wong. Although I speak for myself, I must do so in the third person. For a Chinese or an American Chinese to say I is not modest. Jade Snow remembers her early childhood in San Francisco. Her father manufactured overalls. There were brothers and sisters, but the three most important people in her life were her father, her mother, and her grandmother. The principal problems in Jade Snow's early life were entirely concerned with the correct behavior of a little Chinese girl. Jade Snow has never forgotten one family dinner when she was very young.
Jade Snow, pass your father more rice.
Mother, I have just learned that the American people commonly address their fathers informally as daddy. The affectionate tone of this word pleases me. Hereafter, you will have the children address me as daddy.
Jade Snow, are you sleeping? I said pass your daddy more rice.
Fine.
Use two hands when you hand anything to your elders. I have told you two hands signifies undivided attention.
Bah, a child can forget.
Old mother, when a child forgets to do the proper thing, the cane switch can help her remember.
She is young.
And should respect those who are older. Enough of talking at the table for now. To enjoy food, one must eat in silence.
There is more. There's the matter of the peddler.
What matter?
He came today with samples. When he had left, I found Jade Snow with a square piece of red cloth. She said she had found it in the peddler's sack.
You took a piece of cloth? Jade Snow, answer me.
She is too frightened.
I said, answer me.
Besides, she did not know what she was doing.
It will be known that my fifth daughter is a thief. A piece of cloth. The next thing will be a whole bolt of material. Come with me, fifth daughter. You will sit here on the front step and hold the piece of cloth prominently in your hand. When the peddler returns for it, he will find you, and whatever he does for punishment, you will deserve it.
Jade Snow sat on the front steps for hours, holding the piece of red cloth. But the peddler did not come back. She grew hungry, thirsty, and miserable. She knew the meaning of the discipline, but not the necessity. No one ever troubled to explain. Life was a constant puzzle. Her daddy was frugal with words and more than frugal with praise. The only assurance she had about being right was the lack of punishment. There was no questioning from her when something she had done was considered wrong. The punishment was swift, and there was no talk. But as each year passed, one thing puzzled her.
Your father is never afraid when he is right. He speaks out forthrightly and fearlessly.
One must stand by what one believes is right. One must question the right and the wrong, then fight for the right.
Did everyone act according to what one thought was right? Or did only Daddy have the right never to doubt the validity of his teachings? Did Jade Snow have the right to individual integrity? The question was solved one Saturday. The Chinese public school she attended, in addition to the American public school, held assemblies in the chapel of the Chinese Presbyterian Church every Saturday morning. The deportment rules were very strict. Because of this, the girls in her section liked to pass notes to each other to thwart the teacher. Jade Snow was in the middle of one row. A note was passed to her for a girl at the end of the row. She started to pass it on.
Wong Jade Snow, come here.
Yes, Mr. Dong?
Come with me to my office.
What have I done?
You heard me. Now then, what is the punishment for misbehaving in assembly?
Whipping.
Passing notes is forbidden. I must punish you to teach you a lesson.
I'm no more guilty than...
You dare to speak.
Yes, I do. I'm no more guilty than the girl who passed the note to me, or the girl who passed it to her, and even less at fault than the girl who started it. If you whip me, should you not also have here all the girls from my row, with their palms outstretched?
You question me?
I speak for what is right, and I will always question wrong in the way my daddy does. I am willing to bring my daddy and submit this matter to his judgment.
Mm-hmm. Well, your father is a busy man. He's also on the school board, and
Yes?
You are excused.
The American habit of speaking out for what one believes is right bore its first fruit in Jade Snow. And when she was away from her home during the day at the American public schools, she observed more and more the American sense of individuality and acted accordingly. And something else happened when she was a little older.
Daddy! Daddy!
What is it, fifth daughter?
I've won honors in my school grades. I'm at the top of my class.
Jade Snow, a young lady does not raise her voice in front of others.
But, Mother, I won honors at school. Aren't you pleased?
That is as it should be.
But maybe you don't understand what this means. If I have the aptitude for learning, I can keep on learning. I can go to college. I can learn to be something.
It is true that education is your path to freedom. In China, you would have had little private tutoring and no free advanced schooling. However, beyond your public schooling, I will not help you. It should be enough for a girl.
Yes, Daddy.
Now, I will be in the other room. Let me know when dinner is ready.
I don't understand, Grandmother. Daddy will send older brother through college. Wouldn't he like to see his daughter become a success, too?
Who knows? Who knows?
It would be throwing money out of the window.
Why do you say that, older sister?
You could be nothing but the mother of sons. I will tell the family when dinner is ready.
I guess I have looked too high, Grandmother.
Oh? Why is that?
I want to be the mother of sons. I wouldn't even mind becoming the mother of daughters. But I want to do more than that with my life. Why can't I make them see? Oh, Grandmother.
Jade Snow, I have lived long in China. And I have lived long in America. I have seen many things. Come here and look at something.
What is it?
The window box. Remember a few weeks ago when I planted the 4 melon seeds in it?
Yes.
What do you observe of the plants now?
Well, one plant is hardly growing at all. 2 of them seem to be of a normal growth. And that 4th one, it's taller than the rest.
Ah, that is the way with growing things and with people. We have provided these seeds, all of them, with the same care. But some do not avail themselves of this opportunity, while others have made the most of what they have and are bursting forth with their best for us to admire. Just as in life, those who do not try are left behind. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes. I can be like that strong plant, make use of what the free schools offer. And maybe when the time comes, there will be another opportunity.
And you will be ready.
Mm-hmm. Jade Snow never forgot what her grandmother told her. As she grew up, she especially remembered her grandmother's words about opportunity and that one should be ready when it presented itself. Jade Snow was ready.
Fifth daughter, you wish to speak to me?
Daddy, I have a letter I would like to talk to you about, if you have the leisure.
I never have any leisure, but I shall stop and listen to what you have to say.
I have been able to save $167.68 working this summer since graduating from junior college. $50 of that was from my scholarship prize, and 18 cents is bank interest.
What has this to do with a letter?
I have been offered a scholarship at Mills College.
Mills?
Yes, one of the finest colleges for women in America. The scholarship covers all the tuition costs. I have my $167.68, but I would need a little more in order to accept the scholarship. Would you help me?
You are familiar by now with the fact that it is the sons who perpetuate our ancestral heritage by permanently bearing the one family name and transmitting it through their bloodline. Therefore, the sons must have priority over the daughters when parental provision for advantages must be limited by economic necessity.
Always because I am a female. I am a person besides being a female. Don't the Chinese admit that women also have feelings and minds?
I have no other means, even though you desire to be above average. If you have the talent, you can provide for your own college education.
Very well, Daddy. The letter was from Dr. Reinhardt personally. She is the president of Mills. Out of courtesy, I should see her and tell her that I cannot accept the scholarship.
From what you've told me, Jade Snow, and from what I've heard about you, you've worked very hard. Why do you stop here?
I'll start again, Dr. Reinhardt, when I've saved more money. I might be able to manage the state university, but Mills, even with the scholarship...
Of what was it your father said last to you?
He said, if you have the talent, you can provide for your own college education.
You thought he said it scornfully? Isn't it possible it was a challenge?
I don't know.
Outside of the tuition, which is free, your expenses would be food, lodging, books, clothes, and incidentals. You earned money for these things when you were in junior college, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I worked as a cook and housemaid with a private family.
I see. Would you care to earn your extra costs by working for me? I live on campus. My house would be your house, too.
Oh, I...
I shall enjoy welcoming you to the Mills student body next semester.
You have gone against your father.
No, Mother, no. Daddy, didn't you say that if I had the
talent... You are showing an independent spirit.
Mother, I am an individual as well as your fifth daughter.
What would happen to this house if each of my children behaved as an individual? Would we have one peaceful moment if your personal desires came before your duty to your parents?
I have disobeyed no one.
Very well. Go to college. But mark this. You are too independent. Independence is not safe.
It never was.
Are listening to The Cavalcade of America, starring Diana Lynn, sponsored by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry. The DuPont Cavalcade continues, starring Diana Lynn as Jade Snow Wong in Chinese Daughter. Jade Snow is narrating her own story in the third person.
At Mills College, especially in her last year, Jade Snow began to realize more and more the delight and the responsibility that being independent means.
Miss Wong, that was a beautiful paper you wrote on the Chinese community in San Francisco. I hear it's going to be published.
Yes, yes, next month.
You've set a pace for your mind here at Mills. Why not set a pace for your hands? So far, you've done very well in the pottery course. I see possibilities.
I've enjoyed it. It's creating something, and there is great satisfaction. But I...
But what?
I wish now I had taken some art courses. Maybe I'd know more about the forms I'm making.
Oh, that's nonsense. A good artist must first be a good craftsman. And a good craftsman who works in good taste is an artist in his work.
You mean I don't have to take art courses to make good pottery?
You work and work with your materials. You will find that with experience, your eyes and hands will help you make better pottery than any theoretical analysis of form.
Thank you, Professor. I'll try it.
You, Jade Snow?
Oh, Dr. Reinhardt. Oh,
I didn't mean to startle you. Ah, lovely night.
Yes.
Why so quiet?
I was just thinking. Once I looked forward so much to the end of schooling, and now I get sad with graduation so near.
There's always a little sadness in it.
I have a plan for my life. What I want to do with it.
Would you tell me?
Oh, yes, I want your opinion. Like any American, I want to find a place of my own.
Yes, and you should. You have been given much.
Dr. Reinhardt, I want to write. I would like to write about my people, the American Chinese. I would like the American part to understand the Chinese better, and the Chinese part to understand the American better.
Well, those pieces you did in your sociology courses were fine.
That is part of my plan. And the second part, while I try to write, I'm going to make pottery and sell it. Wouldn't that be a wonderful way to live? Write when I want and make pottery when I want?
Have real confidence in your plan, Jade Snow, and you'll make it work.
Thank you, Dr. Reinhardt. I will. But that warm spring California night was followed by a cold, cold winter. There had been Pearl Harbor. The Philippines had fallen. Wake was lost. In common with all her friends, Jade Snow felt the urgent call to make some contribution. She put her plan aside and made an application for a job at one of the shipyards in Marin County. Jade Snow was fortunate. The office she worked in was called the War Production Drive, and its purpose was to stimulate the war effort. Its method was to solicit suggestions from the workers for improving production.
Miss Wong, what would you do for the war effort if you had your way?
Well, Mr. Harris, I've been noticing that many suggestions come in about giving the workers cold vaccines to reduce time lost because of colds. Time lost this way brings up the greater problem, the abuses of absenteeism in general.
Yes, go on.
Well, I was reading the other day how absenteeism has reached national proportions. If I could make a study of it, find out the reasons and turn in a report, we might defeat it here. And if we can defeat it here, other plants will follow us.
Well, Miss Wong, it's all yours. Put on your hat and go find out.
Mr. Harris, I sent in my report on absenteeism 2 weeks ago. Is it too soon to hear anything about it?
Ordinarily, no, Miss Wong, but production's stepping up, you know. Everybody's been pretty busy around here lately.
I know. I just hope they didn't bury it and that it reaches the right people.
No, don't worry about that. It will.
Mr. Harris, I was reading the morning paper coming over on the ferry. The newspaper is sponsoring a coastwide essay contest on coping with absenteeism. Mm. I wondered, I wondered, well, if I revised my copy of the report and sent it to the newspaper contest, well, if it won, people would read it. Maybe it would get to more people that way.
I think you've got something there. I remember reading about that contest, too.
Mr. Harris, may I have your permission to use my report in writing an essay on absenteeism for that contest?
Of course you may. Go to it, Miss Wong.
Jade Snow went back to her desk and continued her work. In a few days, her essay appeared in the newspaper. Some weeks later, she was overjoyed to learn that her article on absenteeism had won the contest. And the prize, the great honor of christening a Liberty ship. The day came, the day at the shipyard when, with hundreds of people watching her and the band waiting expectantly, a gold-braided officer of the United States Merchant Marine leaned over her and said,
"Now, Miss Wong,
I christen thee the Liberty ship, William A. Jones."
I will have silence from my family. I wish to say something to my fifth daughter in the presence of her relatives, brothers, sisters, parents, and old mother. Mother Wong, silence, heavenly blessing.
Shh, shh, come, I take heavenly blessing outside.
Everywhere I went today, my fellow countrymen were congratulating me and saying, "We are reading in the papers that your fifth daughter has won great honor in the American world. You must be very satisfied to have your family name so glorified by a female." I tell them, Jade Snow, that you have done it all yourself. But even I must now add my congratulations to those you have already received.
Then it was that Jade Snow was privileged to receive the greatest honor in her life, the distinguished handshake of her father. The war ended, and like millions of others, Jade Snow started to adjust herself to the ways of peace. She remembered the plan she had decided upon in college, to write and to make pottery. Jade Snow began a book, and she set up a potter's wheel. She made pottery and, with daily renewed thanks, sold it. And then a publishing firm accepted her book. Now Jade Snow had success and freedom. And now she heard her father make a statement that cleared up the mystery of his challenge to her all her life.
Jade Snow, when I first came to America, my cousin wrote me from China and asked me to return. I remember what I wrote him in reply. I said, "You do not realize the shameful, degraded position into which the Chinese in Asia have pushed their women. Here, the American concept allows women their freedom, their individuality. I am hoping that someday a daughter of mine will avail herself of this opportunity." I spoke these words many years ago, and who would have thought that you, Jade Snow, my fifth daughter, would make my words come true.
Freedom and individuality. Where else do we find it so deeply as here in our own country? I recall an old Chinese maxim: when you drink water, think of its source.
the source of this story flows from the encouragement and kindness of those who made it possible. It is not mine so much as that of a small portion of America and what it stands for, as seen through the eyes of a Chinese girl. I am honored to have been able to tell it to you tonight.
Thanks to Diana Lynn and the Cavalcade Players for tonight's DuPont play, Chinese Daughter. Many years ago, a young German immigrant vowed he would bring Americans the world's greatest music. Next week, Cavalcade presents his story, Theodore Thomas, a man who never lost faith in his adopted country. Our star will be the distinguished actor of stage and screen, Paul Lucas. Be sure to join us. Tonight's DuPont Cavalcade, Chinese Daughter, starring Diana Lynn, was written by Robert W. Soderbergh and was adapted from the book, Fifth Chinese Daughter by Jade Snow Wong, published by Harper and Brothers. Music was composed by Arden Cornwell, conducted by Donald Voorhees. The program was directed by John Zoller. This is Cy Harris speaking.
Don't forget, next week, our star, Paul Lucas. Our play, They Shall Have Music. The DuPont Cavalcade of America comes to you from the Belasco Theater in New York and is sponsored by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry.